This is a famous sample. Remember I told you that?
Was it?
Al Green.
Oh.
It goes... I don't think it's ever been picked up.
I should turn it off immediately.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. I'll give credit in the description.
Okay, all right. Yeah, whatever happens, happens.
You know.
We are back with a... I never had this happen before, or at least not in a long time. I can't remember. Where I would just look at my phone. It would be a message from Will, and it would just say, "We're shooting a damn show today. Better get the hell in here."
Yeah.
And I was like, holy aggressive. I said, all right. I can do that.
With the skull emoji.
I can get there. I can get myself in there.
Okay, yeah. Although, are you in the right headspace is the real question here.
Can you ever really be? I mean, it's always a fluctuating thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You go here, you go there. You try your best. That's all I can do.
You soldier on.
That's all anybody can do. You know that, Will?
Mm-hmm.
You try your best, and you're going to screw up, and you're going to wish you did something differently, said something differently, and... That's us, man. We're humans. We screw up.
Sure, yeah.
And
just accepting that.
Any and every human.
Mm-hmm.
You're not human if you haven't screwed up. You're lying or you're something else, which is fine. So try your best. Try our best. Elon Musk is officially in the Texas electricity business.
Mm-hmm.
SpaceX and Tesla billionaire has his sights set on a new venture selling electricity in the Lone Star State, Mr. Texas. We're talking, I don't know, yesterday about... You're still getting one-wheel ads, by the way. You'll never escape.
I know,
now.
Yeah.
They got you.
They're sending one.
Oh, cool.
By the way, shout out. Thanks. I'm excited.
So yesterday we were talking about how he's got a big tax bill. He's going to be moving some funds around, presumably. Mm-hmm. And that was in the state of California was going to dip into some of that. But famously, a lot of the operation has been... migrating, like many others in the U.S., to the great state of Texas. In fact, when I was talking about COVID protocols in a recent video, I saw one of the comments said, "We doing up there in Canada, Lou? You got to get down here to Texas. Do whatever you want."
Who said that?
I wouldn't be the only one. I don't remember the name of the person who said it, but it just seems to be like that's the line right now in 2021.
Yeah.
Got a problem? Get to Texas.
It's also like the new Silicon Valley, but they do it right, apparently, there.
What, with the barbecue and whatnot?
Yeah, a lot of barbecue there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. No place is perfect. No thing. I mean, there's no magic bullet or Band-Aid.
No.
There might be a magic bullet in Texas. I don't know.
Maybe.
They got... Anyway, yeah, you give up one thing, you get another. People are making their trades and their exchanges. It's how the thing works. And right now it seems that Texas is doing the right things in order to attract this type of revenue, this type of job creation, whatever goes along with having Tesla present or Elon present along with his tax bills.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't know how much tax do you even pay in Texas? Like, how much do they directly benefit? I guess the job creation, other economic effects are significant enough. But you get these other side effects, which is new businesses in Texas like power.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, I guess Tesla was doing this in Australia at one point. Is that what it just said?
Yes.
Let's see here. Tesla has experience on that front. The company has a virtual power plant up and running in the state of South Australia and a beta version that launched in California this summer. I also want to give a shout out locally here in Markham. It's getting some Tesla business as well. Like they're putting together some sort of battery component facility, or maybe it's already partially put together. Maybe they're expanding it. But Tesla's spreading the tentacles. Australia, Texas, Canada.
Maybe that battery's in your Plaid.
You know, the Plaid did something weird to me.
What?
This morning. I'll get to it in a second. Energy firm Wood Mackenzie wrote, at the time California virtual power plant was announced, that it expects less than 5% of the state's existing 50,000 Powerwall owners to participate. Ah, so it's Powerwall feeding back to the grid. That's the idea?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. And he's going to do the same thing in Texas. The energy business is collectively bigger than the automotive business. Interesting point. Musk will now be able to sell power to the people in Texas at a time when the state's grid and its reliability have come under scrutiny after deadly blackouts. Remember?
Yes.
Those blackouts?
Mm-hmm.
With the flooding or the freezing, and the, it was terrible. That,
yeah.
I saw some clips. Must have been terrible. I saw a clip. I saw a clip of a hotel, and water was pouring out of the light fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good look.
Yeah, hopefully it will help Texas with just even distribution of electricity, you know, when they need it.
Musk has said he sees energy being a huge part of Tesla's future. I think long-term Tesla energy will be roughly the same size as Tesla Automotive.
Mm.
Well, listen, man. I'm down to partake. I can't get a reply on any of the solar roof stuff.
Yes.
On the house. And definitely not a power wall because you got to get the solar roof as well. And Canada's way behind on this front. Mm-hmm. Going to, one more reason I'm going to Texas. There's a comment down there. You see, you want all this stuff? Get down. Get yourself down to Texas. I'll tell you about my Tesla thing. I got a notification this morning said, your steering is going to be reduced. Be prepared to have to apply more force in order to steer. Steering assist is reduced. That happened to me this morning. I was like, oh, cool. Sick. Love it. Love it.
You've been steering too much?
Brand new.
What's going on?
I'm having way too much fun with the yoke. Anyway, in order to fix it, there's a couple of things that I learned about Tesla. That's exactly what the thing looks like. The two buttons on the steering wheel will reset the car. It's like a soft reset, though. It just reboots. Mm-hmm. And that didn't fix it. And so I found a video on YouTube. I'm not going to be able to find it now, but I could give the guy the shout out if I can remember the error code. I'm not going to remember it. You know who you are. I shout you out. I commend you, comrade and Tesla owner. Anyway, what I ended up having to do was to switch the rims.
What?
There it is. How to fix Tesla errors. All your tech 2 years ago. Reset to the rescue. Hard reset to the rescue. This is the guy. All your tech on YouTube. 25,000 views. You go into your service section on the menu and you switch the rims because it will calculate range and things based on which rims you have. I have the 21-inch arachnid rims. But it forces a hard reset. So when I switch it to the 19-inch rims, it was a real hard reset, and it came back on without any of the error codes. So that's a little tidbit, a little tip. It's courtesy All Your Tech on YouTube. I don't know if it's going to work for everyone, but I switched the rims and then immediately switched it back to the actual wheels that I have.
Huh.
What do you like better, rims or wheels?
I like rims.
More of a rim guy.
Yeah.
All right. Today's episode is sponsored by ExpressVPN, the VPN that just works. Go further with the number one trusted leader in VPNs. I don't think I've ever read that headline. I've been on this website previously. I've used this product. I don't think I've ever actually read the headline.
It's a good headline.
It just works.
Very descriptive.
It just works. This is straightforward stuff. I mean, I'm surprised that there are people out there that haven't heard of VPNs at this point, but... This is a quick toggle on whatever device you happen to have. Could be Android, iOS, you could be on the web. You could even install it right on your router and have privacy protection and have the ability to bypass all types of content restrictions as well, which is actually the thing that I utilize on a frequent basis, 160 locations actually. So if you want to stream some content that is exclusive to, let's say, Netflix in the US, I happen to be in Canada. All of a sudden, you just pop in there. Bingo. You're ready to go. And you're streaming at a fast speed, which is not always the case on all different VPN services.
Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data. That includes passwords, financial details, raunchy photos. You get the idea. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/lulater, and you can get an extra 3 months free. Thank you to ExpressVPN.
Today we're also sponsored by MeUndies, which is currently the only sponsor I wear, I think. Certainly the only sponsor I wear under my clothes, I'll tell you that right now. And it looks like they got a big holiday promo going on, because on the homepage there, I'm seeing all types of PJs and whatnot.
Mm.
Home for the holidays. This year, we're surrounding ourselves with love and bringing comfort home with a new holiday collection. Like, you got to start thinking about what you're going to wear around the house over the holidays, Will.
Yeah, get my jammies on.
Yeah, you might have a jammy or two. You see the got one on the end there with the red and the red
that's,
and black.
That's me, yeah.
Yeah, man, you could be like real comfy with something like that. Yeah, they got crazy soft stuff. You're going to appreciate it when you put your hands or your butt on it.
And breathable.
Both. Yeah, and different options as well. So sleepwear, loungewear, organic stretch, cotton. Look at that. Stocking full, stuffers.
They're pretty much like full outfits here.
And then, of course, we don't have to talk about the undies. Well, we should real quick, but it's all about that modal, that micro modal. That's the material. It's so soft, it makes a difference. You're mm-hmm. going to notice. Available in a variety of patterns to suit your needs. And you're going to replace your whole drawer. In fact, you can even with a subscription, a membership.
This year, MeUndies wants to help you bring the comfort home for the holidays. With the new classic plaid and holiday sweater prints, available sizes range from extra small to 4XL. MeUndies has a little something for everyone. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners of the show. You get 15% off and free shipping right to your door. Your days of fighting for your life in the mall parking lot are over. To get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/LouLater. That's MeUndies.com/LouLater.
Tim Cook says he owns crypto! Crypto! Are you still big crypto, Will?
Am I ever?
Oh, you're bigger than ever.
Yeah.
You're huge crypto.
Three trillion market cap.
Jeez, come on, come man. On. Easy crypto over there. Tim Cook says he owns cryptocurrency and he's been interested in it for a while. It sounds like a dating profile for crypto.
Yes.
I've been interested for a while. Apple CEO Tim Cook said he personally owns crypto on Tuesday at the DealBook conference. He'd been interested in crypto for a while and he's been researching the topic. Yeah, because there was a rumor that Apple was going to do their very own crypto. They got the Apple card, but who knows? Get involved mm-hmm. in the transactions and whatnot. Accepting Bitcoin. There's a rumor at a moment. And then that they would create their own crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Cook said that his interest was from a personal point of view and dismissed suggestions that Apple might take crypto in exchange for products as tender. Well, they'll take what they're going to take. I mean, there's a point in time for all of this.
Yeah, but the seed is planted. If the CEO is interested in crypto, I mean, it's going to spread like wildfire.
The bird has landed.
Oh, yeah.
The seed is planted.
Crypto stork.
Wow, you're getting out of control with this stuff.
No.
I just noticed.
Not a problem.
I just noticed that. That was a little too sultry. You were like, the seed has been planted.
Yeah.
And then you look like some evil villain or something for a second. Yeah. I'm like, geez, man.
It is salacious, that crypto.
Yeah. Listen, man, stuff is happening. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. Stuff is happening, and ultimately, Apple wants to sell his goods and wants to interact with as many customers as possible, and they'll find ways to do it. But as it stands right now, whether you've got crypto or not, I don't think the inability to use crypto to buy an iPhone is holding you back from an iPhone. So it's just not that substantial for the time being.
No, not at all.
But
do you ever think Apple will create their own crypto, their own token or something?
That's a really...
just to be in that ecosystem even more so.
It's a really tough thing to imagine. Because once upon a time I would have said, I don't ever envision Apple having something like a credit card even. Like that, it being financial, a partnership with Goldman Sachs. I'm like, what is this?
And now they're a bank.
Yeah, so who knows? And anything can happen. One thing we know for certain, Apple likes to control as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's the case, then yeah, maybe unlike elsewhere, they attempt to generate their own product or service like they're doing with the rest of their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible as well. But it's going to be tough when it comes to... I mean, you know how competitive crypto is already. God. Polkadot. Solana, Cardano, Ethereum, like, man, it's competitive.
Oh, yeah. So many tokens and so many projects.
It's competitive.
Yeah.
This is, and it's so incremental. It's like, this is a little bit better doing this, but there's so much stuff happening over here. And
so many, like,
proof of history, proof verticals. Of stake.
It's fun.
Well, I know for you. Yeah. I mean, you've made it clear to everyone what the hell's going on with you.
Yeah. I read a lot of white papers.
I'm concerned.
Yeah.
To be quite frank with you.
It's interesting.
And I think the audience should be very concerned as well. Will is over leveraged
no,
here.
No, no, no. I'm doing just fine.
Never play around with more funds than you're willing to lose.
Exactly. I guess that is financial advice.
Easy. Say goodbye to Exynos as rumors point to Samsung using Snapdragon chips in all S22 models. What?
Mm-hmm. Because of a chip shortage.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Temporarily. Ex-Samsung employee turned insider. Super Rotor. Whoa. What a name. Yeah. Is that like Road Warrior, but just kind of flipped? Super Rotor.
Uh-huh.
But because it's like, it's not like a rotor. It's R-O-A-D-E-R.
Yes.
It's like some Mad Max type of thing. Alleged that Samsung may be ditching the Exynos 2200 in favor of the Snapdragon 898. Until now, Samsung has shipped its flagship phones with Exynos chips in all markets except the U.S. and some other countries where it's using Snapdragon SoCs. Some people complain about this. I always get messages. Just people are pissed off that they can't get Snapdragon in their market.
Mm-hmm.
But according to Will, which is according to notebookcheck.net, which is according to Super Rotor, due to chip shortages, it's all Snapdragon S22 globally.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoice to those that have complained in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Although Exynos has been getting better and better, still.
People like the Snapdragon.
Oh, they love the flavor.
What would be the flavor? Like a physical flavor?
Oh, it's definitely got some fruit, like some kind of... Well, it's got the...
Like passion fruit or something?
No, it's got the dragon fruit.
Oh, they're delicious, by the way. I had some last night.
Last night?
Yeah.
We hit you on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Crypto and dragon fruit.
Perfect combination.
That's Will's... What is it? What is that, a Monday night for Will?
Yeah.
Just some crypto and some dragon fruit?
Yeah.
Damn. Imagine
goes
that.
Goes hand in hand.
All right. Qualcomm wants to help build the metaverse. You're a big metaverse guy, man. Zuckerberg, the words barely came out of his mouth, and then every 2 seconds, like, Lou, consider the metaverse. So Why don't you just go ahead?
Well, they're looking to build the metaverse.
That's, go ahead, Will.
That's pretty much it.
Go ahead.
Snapdragon Spaces is yet another mixed reality platform designed to support the coming wave of AR glasses.
So you went Snapdragon to Snapdragon here.
Mm-hmm.
Like it or not, everyone's talking about the metaverse. And now Qualcomm's trying to get into the mix with a new AR development platform called Qualcomm Spaces. Described as a multi-device AR development platform and ecosystem, Qualcomm is hoping Snapdragon Spaces will provide the building blocks for creating new AR apps intended for next-gen headsets and beyond. Headsets.
Mm-hmm.
They have an interest in the AR headsets. I mean, everybody does. This seems to be some sort of critical component, some critical metaverse component. AR.
AR, VR.
AR, VR.
Universes.
Social media? Does that make it into the metaverse? I mean, it would have
hopefully
to.
Hopefully not.
It would have to, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. Are you sensitive?
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
People are arguing on social media all the time.
Mm.
And then is it going to be like in a virtual space where it becomes like a war?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah.
No one wants that.
I don't know why it has to happen all the time, but it just seems to. Like,
Okay, yeah, go on.
Well, it just seems unavoidable that you put a bunch of people into a space, unless everything is generated. But it's not, right? It's supposed to be actual people in their avatars. And
yes.
So then, yeah, you're going to have disagreements.
That's true, yeah.
Unless people select for environments that can't possibly result in such things. But I think it's impossible. And those places are probably equally unhealthy because then people just convince one another that their way of thinking is the only way to think.
Mm. Unless you build your own, like, bubble.
Mm.
And then you just live inside it.
Well, you know what? You're right, Will, because it's not about disagreeing about something or having an alternative opinion. What it's really about is taking it to a point, to an unhealthy point. See, like, you and I, we could disagree on something and be like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And that's the extent. But like, it's more the stress and the mechanics of these and maybe the scale of these things that makes it hard to respectfully disagree. You have to disagree yes. with tremendous fury and fire.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I get it. I think a lot of it comes from frustration and lack of resolution. You don't really see, you know, you don't, there's a lot of reasons for this.
Yeah. If you're placed into like a virtual world where you can actually can interact with the person that you're arguing with or just have some sort of minor disagreement, would it be less dramatic?
It could go either way. It depends on the tools inside this metaverse. I mean, are there guns in there?
There's definitely guns. Believe you me.
Well, then it's a huge problem, man.
You can't kill them.
Why not?
Well, it's virtual.
Oh, right. You can't kill them actually.
Yeah.
Well, what about in the Matrix? How did that work? If you kill them... No, don't even... Whatever. There was a connection between their virtual existence and their...
Yeah, if you die in the Matrix, you die in real life.
Yeah, how though?
I guess your brain realizes that it's just no more. It can't function.
I don't recall. I need to watch that movie again. It's been a while. I know they're putting on another one and it's probably going to... I don't know. All right. We watched the trailer to the other one, don't you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it going to be good? Can you tell me?
I'm excited for it.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You had a different response when the word crypto came up.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to this metaverse. I'll be in it arguing with people.
Will, you're definitely not arguing with people. You're the last guy to be arguing with people.
No, no, I'm good. I'm just joking.
Netflix is testing a TikTok-style feed for kids.
Yes.
Oh, man. Something terrifying happened to me. It was like last night or something. My daughter, who's two, grabbed my phone. And she somehow, she likes to listen to music, right? Mm-hmm. She likes to pick songs on YouTube and play them. But somehow she ended up in YouTube Shorts. Mm. And I realized how that interface looks on a two-year-old. Because this is so easy for her to do. Just this.
Mm.
She watched nothing. She skipped everything. She's a two and she's flying. Next, 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 next. Man, the youngsters are in for something. They're in for something.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're in for. They're in for something. They're flying on there.
Hopefully with kids content would be better, which is what Netflix is trying to do.
So you think she will freeze on, so she would, but what a,
well, you don't see
that's an iPhone 10. Does a two-year-old have an iPhone 10? Or whatever that is, I don't even know what that is. It looks like a 10.
Probably using mom's or dad's iPhone.
So grabs mom's or dad's iPhone, goes on Netflix, and then is in like a TikTok style thing where they're swiping between kids' shows. Mm. Is that what they need? Because I'll tell you, let me tell you something already. It's hard enough. It's hard enough. I mean, I guarantee you there's people out there struggling saying, God, how do I get my kid to do something else?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get them to put it down, eat dinner? I mean, I guess these are things they have to learn. I mean, you can't just keep it away. You take the cookies and you screw on the lid and they want the cookies even more.
Mm.
So you got to learn to live with those things that are out there. But it's just, man, that's potent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The swiping. This week, Netflix iOS app is starting a test of new feed for kids. It's designed to show short clips taken from its library of children's content. The kids clips feature uses a similar interface to TikTok or Instagram Reels in an attempt to surface child-friendly content. But while competing services are primarily formatted for viewing in portrait, kids clips videos are designed to be viewed in landscape. Innovation. Landscape TikTok.
Yeah.
Netflix has cited TikTok as a major competitor in past earnings reports, suggesting these features are aimed at stealing time away from the service by focusing on more short-form content. Well, I'm on a complete opposite end of the spectrum with my littlest kids,
mm-hmm.
where my older ones are so busy, like they don't even really care that much. But the littlest ones, I would encourage them. I mean, really, I'm just talking about the two-year-old here. I would encourage her to try to watch a show without skipping or changing it. Try to pay attention to whatever message or activity is happening in the thing instead of encouraging flipping or changing on consistently.
Mm-hmm. So, which is good, yeah.
Just for the attention purpose of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand if you want to just hand something over to them and move on with your day and be like, oh, they're occupied, whatever their age is, 3, 4, 5, 7,
mm-hmm.
then this is going to be way more addictive. Guaranteed. If they're just swiping like crazy at that age,
yeah,
they're locked in, man.
I would say,
go ahead.
At the very least, it's safe content. You know how you're talking about your daughter just navigating to shorts?
Oh, yeah.
Shorts, right. You never know what's going to come with it.
You think Netflix has an advantage here?
Yes. Just using their algorithm, knowing what kid-friendly content is.
Well, they're also a little bit more TV-like in the sense that, like you see, for example, that piece of content, it says TVY. Like it's rated youth.
Mm-hmm.
And you would probably put in the credentials and then that's the only stuff that can possibly... I know YouTube with YouTube Kids tries to do it. Yeah. But it gets funky at times.
Because for sure, yeah. There's going to be outliers.
And the upload button on YouTube is available to anyone. On Netflix, it's not. Netflix owns the upload button.
Yes.
Not to say it can't get squirrely. They still got a... They got algos.
Very high pitched there.
They got algos.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Netflix.
Good luck, Netflix. Instagram preparing to launch subscriptions to let users pay for exclusive content from creators. Oh, that's Twitter did that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the like OnlyFans effect. Instagram is preparing to launch, or I guess even the Twitch effect to a certain extent, launch in-app subscriptions allowing users to pay for exclusive content from their favorite creators as the platform looks to move away from conventional ads for monetization. Recent app store listings have suggested. So this is direct to creator, the Patreon thing.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of exclusive content... Do they have limitations from a ratings perspective, like what you can post? Is there going to be X-rated things going there?
I would assume it's like a free-for-all.
A free-for-all?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Different ways to facilitate, Instagram badges and subscriptions. Instagram seems to be preparing to put its ambitions into action, reported by TechCrunch.
This is where I feel like OnlyFans really took their place. Instagram could have done this way earlier because it has a platform filled with, I guess, models.
Mm.
I really do think that this is sort
so
of
that, the, and then those models that's their intention. Those models would push people off site, and Instagram would see all this traffic leaving to go somewhere else for some other thing that's being promoted.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then Twitter tried to do it and it didn't. I mean, I remember reading about the news, so I don't see too many people using it.
Mm-hmm.
My graph.
They have their own kind of audience are not, you know, media centric.
But Twitter was always more open to the riskier content than Instagram was. Instagram was always slapping it down more frequently, at least. But yeah, we'll see how this goes. What does it say here? You get a member badge, which gifts subscribers a special badge next to their username and exclusive content. So I guess the content creators are going to have to decide how they take care of these subscribers. Does it say anything about the revenue split? Oh, and then also your account is going to have to have eligibility for the fan club feature.
Yeah, this person's not eligible.
Well, isn't it just like super beta at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exclusive stories. Yeah, I'll be interested to see what the revenue split is as well on the subscription model. It's been all over the map with other companies that have messed around.
So this story was floating around during the weekend. Have you...
I saw the video clip of... okay, so Bezos... Is it his wife or is this still his girlfriend?
His girlfriend.
Okay, so he famously had a divorce with
Mackenzie,
and it was like a multi-billion dollar divorce settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman was obviously in the middle of it, Lauren Sanchez.
Yes.
And then this amazing video clip comes out of an encounter where you have Bezos, Sanchez, and DiCaprio. And they're and at some at, kind of art want, show. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just want to point out the height. They're not actually that far off.
That's right.
But this picture just really capitalizes on this dramatic
so perfect
story.
So perfect. So yeah. DiCaprio is standing on a platform that they're about to step up onto.
Yeah.
But it's almost as if it's like you can see in the body language here that Bezos hates the location that he's standing in. And that she has zero problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's this wonderful exchange. Twitter loved it, as you might expect. Of course, people are reading way too much into it.
Yes.
And Bezos isn't the tallest guy either. So the platform in that case is having more of an impact. So there are all types of memes over here. And I'm pretty sure many of us would look like Lauren Sanchez, if we happen to meet DiCaprio, we might look
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. We might do the exact same thing. Well, you might even put on a dress like that
with the long hair. Yeah. That's me right there.
DiCaprio's like,
I'm completely swooned.
He's like, you just stay down there. I'll stay on this platform.
Pushes me away.
Oh, man. But yeah, I mean, people love it because Bezos is a nice target, right? He's worth couple hundred billion or whatever it is, and you don't mind seeing him a little bit uncomfortable.
And you know, with Elon just having fun on social media, Bezos just seems to have a bad rap. That he's
tight.
He's considered like the serious entrepreneur.
But he does try to have a good time from time to time. Like, yeah. I mean, at least you see him, at least on a boat or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He's enjoying life. But he kind of, what was it, Twitter? He posted a tweet of a picture.
Oh my God. That's.
So he's having fun, you know, good for him.
He's exactly halfway between Zuckerberg and Elon. He is the one. He is the exact halfway point.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg is over here in complete, at least people's reaction to his disposition, his presentation is that he's so much different than they are socially. Again, this is just like based on exposure online to people's reactions. Bezos, this sense of humor here is sort of there, but then he's also a little bit unusual during interviews and things. Well, they're all, I mean, everybody's got their own weirdness. And then Elon on the media side is so far in meme town. He is like,
he's the edgelord.
He is. He's in there as far as memes go. But I actually, what is the feeling on this? Because I'll just tell you mine.
Okay.
I like this tweet.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it's a good tweet.
Uh-huh.
He gets in front of it and he goes, Leo, come over here. I want to show you something. And it's a picture of Bezos shirtless with a set of arms on him.
He's got pipes.
And then he's a sign that says, danger, steep cliff, fatal drop. I'll tell you what, they could make an extra $1 billion if they wanted it and just have a little boxing match these days, eh? Yeah, DiCaprio not? Versus Bezos.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be worth it. I think some of those brain cells are necessary.
Oh yeah,
it's for I don't know, space, and I think DiCaprio's got a big role coming up. Who's he playing? Some kind of controversial figure.
Really?
Who was it? Find out next time on Lou Later.